Good evening and Merry Christmas. It's what a beautiful day and certainly a beautiful evening for us to gather, and the weather is, couldn't ask for anything better, could we? So welcome. I have a few announcements to go over before we start with the program. First of all, some of these are when you leave, make sure you have your coat and not somebody else's coat. We've had that happen. So just double check that. Cell phones, put them on silence at least, or vibrate. Make sure you don't have the ringing on, please. Christmas sacks that the children and youth get afterwards, that's a gift from the congregation. And there are a few that have no peanuts in them, so if there's any ones with peanut allergy, just ask some of the ones that are handing them out, and they'll get you one of those. We are going to pass the offering plates tonight when that time comes. This year we're doing it a little different as far as the offering. It gets divided between two places, the Swan Lake Christian Camp, which is over by Viberg. That's where a lot of our kids go to church camp in the summer. And then also a ministry called Healing Hope Ministries, which is by Alcester. And they minister to people that have lost a child or grandchild. So if you are in that spot or know someone going through a tough time, look that place up. They do a very good job. Checks, as usual, just made to the church, and then we'll divide it out. We do have church tomorrow at 10 o'clock on Christmas Day. And I want to say thanks, special thanks to Katie Huber and Brittany Klute for directing tonight's program, and certainly all of the helpers. Before I pray, let me read from Luke chapter 2, verse 10, which you'll hear it again from the children. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night, and it is a night of great joy and excitement. And it, as we come into your presence, into this sanctuary, to celebrate you, Jesus, all that you are, from your miraculous birth, through your life, your death, your resurrection, and we celebrate as we wait for your second coming. We are just excited about that. So, Father, let this be all about you and what you have done, and your glory and your goodness for us as your children. I ask for your presence to fill this sanctuary in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The children will come in. When we do sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful," you can stay seated, and we're just singing two verses. The words will be on the screen.
Thank you. Welcome to our program, I Greet You with God's Love. Each year at Christmas, we love to tell the story of Jesus and how God sent him from up above. Please join us in singing, O Come All Ye Faithful. Tonight, the major scene is told by the Cherub Choir, which consists 3 years through third grade. They are sharing the story from our Savior from Luke chapter 2.
baby Jesus is God's son.
Baby Jesus born in a manger.
Baby Jesus, help me see.
Good job. Okay.
And you were here for a little me.
Baby Jesus, my king.
Baby Jesus, sweet.
Baby Jesus, I love you.
Baby Jesus, rest on the hay.
We want to tell you such love.
God sent his love from up above.
We want to tell you of God's Son who was sent to save everyone.
We want to tell you for the manger star.
The manger stall, where Christ was born to save us all.
We want to tell you the shepherds mild.
The shepherds who spread the news of the Christ child.
We want to tell you of the three wise men.
Wise men who came from the far to honor him.
Thank you.
Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register.
So Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
He went to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him who was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for a new baby to be born, and she gave birth to a newborn, a son.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there's no room for them at the inn.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
When they saw them, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child.
And all who heard it was amazed what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen.
Yeah.
I already explained about the offering earlier, so you know about that. I'll have a prayer in a moment, and then we're going to sing Angels We Have Heard on High, right? And those words will also be on the screen, or number 278, I believe. Okay, let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this night and the opportunity we have to give. To give, Lord, to a church camp that is so important in the lives of our children and youth through the summer months and even over the winter break. And for this Healing Hope Ministries as well, a very important ministry as they, as parents come who have lost children. A very difficult thing that we hope we never have to face, but some do. And so we ask that you would take these gifts and multiply them as we send them on to these two ministries. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. 4th through 7th graders will be talking about the chrismans. The chrismans are Christmas decorations showing that Christ is the center of our Christmas celebrations. The symbols shown here tonight will briefly tell the story of God's gracious acts to save all people.
The Triquetra is made of three loops, making a triangle representing the three parts of the Holy Trinity.
1 Corinthians 8:6, yet for there is one God, the Father, from whom all things come, from whom we live.
The Christmas rose represents the Virgin Mary giving birth to Jesus.
Matthew 1:23, the Virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
The angel represents God's messenger as he appeared to the Virgin Mary.
Luke 1:30-31, but the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus."
The acorn represents hope and the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Romans 8:24, for in this hope we are saved, but hope that is seen is not hope at all. Hopes are there you have.
The Star of David represents the light of the world.
Matthew 2:1-2, after Jesus is born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw a star when it rose and have come to worship him."
The dove in the shell represents the Holy Spirit and the baptism of Jesus.
Luke 3:21-22. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove.
The shepherd's staff represents the ministry of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. John 10:11, I'm the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
Palm branches represents Palm Sunday. Historically, palm branches are considered symbols of victory and triumph.
John 12:13, they took palm branches out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes, blessed is the King of Israel.
The cross symbolizes that Jesus Christ has died for our sins and our salvation. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
The crown and butterfly represent the resurrection, Jesus as King and Lord of life.
Romans 8:34, who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, sits at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us.
The Alpha and the Omega represent Jesus, the first and last, the beginning and end.
Romans 1:8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
The chalice represents the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 11:25. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
1 Corinthians 11:26, for when you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
So why did Jesus come? Jesus came to be with us. Matthew 1:23, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Jesus came to make the Father known to us. John 1:18, no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
The reason Jesus came was to destroy the devil's work. 1 John 3:8, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
Jesus came to take away our sins, 1 John 3:5. But you know he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him there is no sin.
Jesus came to be a king, John 18:37. Jesus answered, you are right in saying I'm a king. For this reason I was born, and for this reason I came to the world to testify to truth.
He came to be a savior, Luke 2:11. In the town of David, a savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
Jesus came to be our wonderful counselor and Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
That concludes the first part of our program tonight. Let's give the kids a hand, please. The preschool through the fourth graders, they'll come back to the parents. The others will sit up here. The little ones should be getting glow sticks handed out to them for the candlelight service as we come to that. Again, I want to say thanks to all the Sunday school teachers, choir directors, piano players, organists, everyone for their part in this. Most of you are familiar. If you've been here with us, we've done this next part for several years now. The lights will go out here shortly. We'll have the high school youth group portray the nativity as we listen quietly to Silent Night being played by Mannheim Steamroller. Then Cindy will play Silent Night one time through on the organ as we start lighting the candles. If you're receiving the light, then you go sideways to try and prevent the wax from dripping if you're getting the light from somebody else, okay? So our hope is, as we all be still and just rest in God's presence here, you can put the lights out. And in His goodness, His glory, His blessings, that we just think on Him and the whole meaning of Christmas. This is why we are here tonight.
Thank you.
Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we worship you. Thank you for your presence here in this place. Thank you, Father, for your amazing plan of redemption, that you so loved the world, that you sent your only begotten Son to step down into darkness as the light of the world, that you came to live as a man, that you came to take our place, and you did. You took our sin upon yourself at the cross. And we say thank you. Thank you for this night. Thank you for the freedom that we have to worship you without fear or shame, to gather in this place and lift up the name of Jesus Christ, our King, King of kings and Lord of lords. I ask that you bless each one here as we go from this place. Take each one safely home and watch over all that are traveling through the rest of this week across this nation. We thank you for your goodness and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll please receive the benediction. And now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen. God bless you all. You can put the lights back on. Thank you to all who've helped tonight, to all who came. Sorry about the tears. Have a Merry Christmas. Okay, yeah, you can go ahead, high school kids. Test. Our baby was Kason Gramko, if you're wondering. Oh, it's not. We got a different baby. Oh, it's Grayson McCoy. Okay, I thought he looked bigger all of a sudden. Okay. Okay. The usher will come to usher you out.